Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Romans chapter 3, verses 19 to 24. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. But now, a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Last month, Reuters news agency published bank survey results indicating Americans' debt level reached a record high this year, surpassing the peak touched just as the worst of the recession was taking hold in 2008. It also reported that although mortgage debt represents a smaller share of overall indebtedness, taking over the slack has been student loans, as well as auto loans. Indebtedness is serious. Debtors are held accountable for their debt. The burden of debt can be destructive. Today's Bible verses identify a far more destructive indebtedness for which the whole world is accountable to God. Every person conceived on this earth, except Jesus, has inherited a debt and added to it with the imperfections of thoughts, words, and actions. We are accountable to God for all of it. God's Word does not use society's euphemisms for our imperfections. We're not just making mistakes or exhibiting poor judgment. Through the law, we become conscious of sin. The holy law of God requires righteousness, perfection, from all mankind. That's impossible for us. Our excuses are silenced, and a settling of accounts is required. Graciously, there is a righteousness from God, a free gift provided by His amazing love. Scriptures proclaim that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God is faithful. He keeps His promises. God is just. Jesus the Son has paid the debt in full for all mankind by His life, death, and resurrection. That's the Bible's teaching of redemption. Thus, God declared sinners acquitted. God justified sinners by His grace through Jesus' merits. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. What glorious confidence Jesus brings. On our way through the trials of this life, even student loans, we remain certain of inheriting the precious gift of heaven. Accountable? Yes. Paid in full? Yes. That's the real motivation to live every day to the honor of His holy name. Lord Jesus, help me live day by day, knowing that I am accountable, but that You have paid my debt in full. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.